Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 792, Using Business Communication to Get What You Want, by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. And I'm Dan, I am your personal narrator, and welcome to Optimal Startup Daily, where I read to you every single day from some terrific blogs on entrepreneurship. And we always like to hear from our listeners about future content or really any thoughts you have about the show. You can reach out to us at oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com. And I'm going to jump right into today's post now as we optimize your life. Using Business Communication to Get What You Want, by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. Life may be viewed as one long, extended negotiating session from the cradle to the grave. Learning how to negotiate and improve on interpersonal skills is an important part of business communication. Negotiation never stops. It is the way that individuals with differing values and interests find constructive ways to live and work together in harmony. The ability to negotiate successfully with exemplary interpersonal skills is essential to success in all your interactions with other people. Since value judgments are always subjective, there is never a right and final price or set of terms that can be decided in advance. They always depend on the parties involved and their relative scale of needs at the time of the transaction. Subjective valuations are what create the desire to exchange goods, services, money, and other things. As the saying goes, it is differences of opinion that make a horse race. Your ability to negotiate well on your own behalf is the key to both personal and business success. You can always get a better deal if you know how to improve your interpersonal skills. You never need to settle for less or feel dissatisfied with the result of any negotiation. The secret to knowing how to negotiate is through understanding that there is almost always a way that you can get better terms or prices, whether you are buying or selling. Your job is to find that way. Here are strategies on how to negotiate the best deal possible for business success. 1. Interpersonal skills for negotiation. The word ask is the most powerful word in business communication and negotiation. Most people are so paralyzed by the fear of rejection and disapproval that they are afraid to ask for anything out of the ordinary. They just accept what is offered to them and hope for the best. But this is not the case with top negotiators with excellent interpersonal skills. The top negotiators will quite calmly and confidently ask for any kind of price or term that is remotely within reason. You'll be quite astonished at the better deals you will get by simply asking for a lower price if you're buying, and asking for a higher price if you're selling. Ask for what you want. Ask politely. Ask expectantly. Ask optimistically. Ask courteously. Ask repeatedly. Ask in different ways, but never be afraid to ask. An important thing to remember when learning how to negotiate is that everything is negotiable. All prices and terms are set by someone on some basis. Most prices and terms are merely guesses at what the other person will accept. They are never written in stone. 2. Using effective business communication skills. One of my seminar graduates is a real estate salesman who buys houses. He works within a specific price range that looks at every home in that price range and comes on the market. His strategy is simple, and he uses effective business communication and interpersonal skills to get what he wants. Whatever the asking price, he offers 50 to 60% of that amount in cash with no conditions. His offers all come with a short time limit. He gets turned down dozens of times. However, about one time in 100, he finds a motivated seller, a seller who is eager to sell immediately, and the seller will accept his offer. His secret is simple. He just asks people to sell their houses at far lower prices than anyone else would ever dare. 3. How to negotiate with surprise and disappointment. Learning how to negotiate with your reaction is another great strategy to improve your business communication skills for a win-win situation. Whatever the suggested price, react with surprise and disappointment. Remember, most people have plucked the price out of the air. They're always asking for more than they expect to get, or offering less than they expect to pay. In either case, you should flinch and react with mild shock, no matter what the price or the offer. Appear hurt, as if the person has just said something cruel or unkind that was totally uncalled for. Then ask, "Is that the best you can do?" And remain perfectly silent. Almost every price has a built-in cushion of available discount, and very often the salesperson will drop to that price with one painful flinch on your part. And 4, better somewhere else. Always imply that you can do better somewhere else. There is nothing that causes a seller's price to drop faster than saying that you can get the same item cheaper from another source. This shakes the self-confidence of the salesperson, who immediately feels that he or she is going to lose the deal and often cuts the price quickly. The way that you learn to improve your business communication skills for excellent negotiation is by practicing it at every opportunity until it becomes second nature. Negotiating is a great interpersonal skill that you can master with practice. Take every opportunity you can find to negotiate on smaller items, especially in situations where you don't really care about the outcome. Go to swap meets and garage sales and offer fractions of the asking price. You will be amazed how quickly you can learn how to negotiate and become skilled at getting better prices. When you go into a restaurant, scan the restaurant and pick a table that you want to sit at. Then, when you are shown to a lesser table, negotiate for the better table. Whenever you buy anything from a retail store, always ask, "Do you ever have this item on sale?" If they say yes, then you say that you missed the last sale, but you'd like to buy it at the sale price at this time. The clerk will be astonished and will tell you that that's not possible. In that case, you ask to speak to the manager. You then offer to pay cash for the item at the previous sale price. You will be amazed at the excellent deals that you get by using better interpersonal skills. Remember that negotiating is a game. Your job is to get in there and to play, and to keep playing until you learn how to win every single time. You just listened to the post titled, "Using Business Communication to Get What You Want," by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Brian, who has consulted for over 1,000 companies, including several billion-dollar-plus corporations, in strategic planning and organizational development. He's also a sought-after keynote speaker and seminar leader with a special focus on personal and professional development. His talks and seminars have reached more than 5 million people worldwide, and Brian has also written a bunch of books and audio and video learning programs to reach as many people as he can to help others achieve their goals. So come by his site, briantracy.com, where you can find a lot more, including a copy of his free 14-step goal-setting guide, which is really helpful. Again, that's briantracy.com, and I have that linked in this episode's description. And that should do it for today. I thank you so much for being a subscriber to the show and sharing it with others when you get a chance. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.